welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us, guys. We always like to have you check out all of our other media things that we have going on, right, Ava?
Yeah, we have lots going on.
Yeah, we do.
Like, it's kind of surprising.
The Valley Outdoors. We've got the interactive maps on there. You always check us out there. Where else?
You did thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Yeah,
did you do that?
That'd
okay.
be correct.
Facebook.
You got it. I got you. Yeah, I'm like,
wait.
I got
which
that.
Which one did he say?
It's Facebook. Please like us.
It's the weekend.
I got to throw you off this week.
It's the weekend.
I love it. I threw you off. What can I say?
I was like,
perfect.
I must have blacked out.
You did. You did black out. The look on your face was absolutely fantastic.
Know, I'm doing a few things. I'm just doing a few different things.
Your point is what?
I'm just saying.
She's on her phone and doing the board and answering calls.
Doing music, and, making sure you sound good.
Yeah, well, that's not possible.
I try.
That's not going to work. Good luck with that.
Thank goodness you have a guest today.
Speaking of sounding terrific, and I think the results of this person's recent event is what sounds pretty terrific. Previous guest in the show, a friend of mine and fellow Vexus angler, Mr. Tom Wynn. Are you joining us? Are you there? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for being able to jump on, buddy. So for those of you that don't know, we had Tom on earlier. We were talking forward-facing sonar. We were talking a lot of fishing stuff, talking Vexus boats, everything under the sun. And it was prior to everything going on with the tour events, really. You know, we talked early in the year, and we hung out at the boat show a little bit. And when the season kicked off, we think, hey, things are going to go all right. Did you expect the result? Because I'm not saying what the result is, but did you expect the result that you got this year at the last event?
No. I mean, I don't ever go into a place expecting, you know, really one thing or the other. Like, I just go in like, I mean, I want to win every single tournament I enter, but fishing against, you know, the best touring anglers in the world and also the best locals who jump into these individual events, you never go in expecting real positive results. You just go do your best. And I definitely was not. I mean, and especially this year, you know, starting off on two river systems, which are not my strengths, but I love them at the same time because I'm learning a ton, but definitely didn't expect this outcome at the end of the year.
So to prevent people from totally driving off the road because they're like yelling at me, what did he do? Tom won the National Walleye Tour Championship on Green Bay and did it in stylish fashion, I might add. Day one, you got five fish for 43 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They had a blow day. So we'll talk about how that went down and how that impacts. But you had 40 anglers that fished day one. They cut it to 10 in that top 10. The second, it'd be the actual second day of fishing. It would be qualified as the third day. You got 38-12. And you won by exactly 11 ounces.
It was a close one. It was a close one. Close tournaments are obviously really exciting, you know, but
for who?
I don't like them. I don't like them when I'm up there.
Same here. When I won Oahe, I'm like, I knew what the other guy that was in second, I knew he had a big fish, but two big fish, but he didn't have the backups, you know, the slots to go, and I had perfect slots. So, you know, I had 22-inch fish, but then I had perfect slots. They were 19 and a half, and they're all fat. And, you know, I'm up there, and I've got the black bag, and I've got the black box, and, you know, nobody knows what I have. And I was going out in the lead day one, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be I'm sweating, you know, how that goes. And, you know, one fish at a time, and I'm like – and the tournament director, Sonny Reynolds, at the time, he says – I'm in my third one. He said, the fish better get to growing if you want to win. and I know how that goes because you start doing that. We won the championship in 01 out here in the river. And, you know, you go into the lead and you know the second place guy, then you're starting to count down. Okay, I have this. What's they got to have? What do they have to have? Were you going through that in your mind when you're like, okay, I've got this much in order to win, were you thinking about that as the day went on? So let me give background to everybody. So when you go out in the lead, this is the last day of the event. You've got 10 anglers. There's somebody that's in second place. So the second place angler had 37 pounds. So you were up 6 pounds on him, right? Just, well, roughly 6 pounds.
Well, he had 39.
37-13, yeah. Actually.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep, 37. Isaac had 37 pounds, 13 ounces. You had 43.01. So.
Yeah, but after day one, it was Chris Berglund sitting in second place. After day one.
Oh, there it is. My bad.
Yep.
I went for the order of it. Yep, 39 pounds. So you had 4 pounds,
mm-hmm.
4 pound lead, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get that first fish in the box, are you starting to figure out what does he got to have to beat me?
Oh, yeah. Before I got that first fish in the box, I was like, okay, I'm going to need roughly, you know, and so my mind going into the second day, I was already thinking, I need, if I catch X amount of fish, Chris is going to need this. If I catch this, Eric or Isaac's going to need this. So, you know, Chris is in second. He's not in the, you know, he was like, right on my tail, so I was concerned with him. But
then you got two good guys, and Isaac and Jake.
Yeah, Jake.
And
but
Eric
then you
McQuaid.
Got Isaac and Eric, who live there, make their living off of Green Bay. That know, you know, they guide and they win tournaments there all the time. So those are the guys. I was like, okay, this is what I need to stay away from them. And so, yeah, each fish that came in the boat, I'm like, all right. I just kept whittling down, and you know, it ended up working out in the end, thankfully.
Well, usually, you know, when we go into a tournament, if you match your weight, you'll move up, right?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. in your case, there's no moving up. You set the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So conditions on day two were a little more challenging, am I correct?
Oh, yeah. They were, you had the residual from that blow day before. There were still some high teens in the mid 20 mile gust that day, so you know, boat control, using light tackle like I do, all those things were kind of a challenge. But you know, I hear, you know, when I hear forecasts or know that it's going to be brutal out, like a rough day out, I my brain dreads it. I'm like, oh no, not again. But then historically, I've either won or placed very high in these tournaments with the worst conditions. So I got to stop, you know, getting negative about that.
And that's absolutely right. And so for people that don't know, when it gets a tournament scenario, one of the big things that comes into play, it's like, okay, when you go into the first day, my pre-fish was this, the conditions were this, and then you have to mentally, before you even get there, you have to mentally adapt to what the conditions, you think the conditions are going to be, so you don't have to try and figure it out once you get to the spot. You need to have, okay, my drift is going to be this, or I'm going to work it up this way because the wind direction is such. Those things are big play. But the other thing, too, that comes into it is exactly what you're saying with the weather. Everybody is exposed to the same conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're able to say to yourself, heck, I thrive in good conditions, and I thrived in tight tournaments. I don't know why. I don't get it, but you'd figure out a way. Or if I had a boat problem or a motor problem, and I'd overcome it in the stupidest way possible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it happened, but you overcome that stuff. You just buckle down. You say, okay, settle down. We're going to take the best of what we can. And in your case, it's like, hey, yippee. It's bad weather. And that's the tough part about fishing tournaments is you don't get to say, oh, it's not going to be a good day out today. I don't want to go, and I'm just going to stay in.
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
Yep.
However, there was a point that you had on day two that kind of put it over the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Day two kind of it was a gale warning, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, gale warning, and the buoys, according to the buoys out there that day where I was fishing, there was the 8 to 10 footers with the occasional 12
so,
on that day that we were canceled.
Yeah, it makes it unfishable, not to mention the fact that it's dangerous. So
yeah, dangerous. Yep.
They made the right call. I think one of the challenges that you have at that point, though, too, and you and I talked about this before, when you have a situation like that, So you have 3-day tournament. This is the championship. This is the culmination of your year-long goal is to get to the championship. Mm-hmm. The top 40 guys are there. You go through it, mm-hmm. and you know they say, hey, it's going to be a possibility that we're going to have a blow day. And then what happens is the top 40 fish, and then they cut it to top 10 instead of having it should be a 2-day event. Mm-hmm. My feeling on it is you have a caliber of an event like that, you're going to be on Green Bay. You know you're going to have problems because it's inherent. It happened to me multiple times out there, and it still continues. You need to have a backup day. Your thoughts mm-hmm. on that?
No, I agree with that. And I think before the championship, there's a lot of us that probably should have went in and read those exact rules. You know what I mean? Like to see like what – you know, I'm guilty of just flying by the seat of the pants, going to the rules meeting kind of thing and seeing what happens.
Trust me,
there.
I get it.
You know what I mean? And so, like, but yes, I do agree with, the championship, especially on those big waters, that it would be nice to have an extra day built in just in case of that bad weather. And it was in the rules that if one of the first 2 days get canceled, it's the top 10 on that third and final day. But then again, now that we all actually know this because we had to live it, then maybe now, hopefully, that something can be, changed so that all 40 of us could fish both days, in that event, possibly.
One of the other things that came up as well was the fact that they had a tie for 10th place. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a rather unique thing. They ended up calling you guys in the top 10 to find out what you guys thought. And of course, the it ended up being 5-4, right? Or no, 6-4. Mm-hmm. 6-4. 6-4? 10
I
guys?
I think it was 5-4.
Oh, 5-4, because you only had 9.
Yep, because of the top two.
Yep. So, and mm-hmm. Apparently the top 9 guys said, or of that, 5 of the 9 said, no, we don't want the tie going to this other person. It should be only 10. So I thought that was rather strange when, you get to that point, you have that kind of a situation. I think the other thing came into mind, too, from my side of it, if there's a rule built in, it said, okay, in this particular case, it's the number of pounds that you had, whatever, or if it's, whatever mm-hmm. the case is. I know that's happened before. If there's a tie for Angler of the Year or a tie in a X point, then it's whoever had the most points, it goes to that. You get that place. Mm-hmm. So yep. I thought that was kind of odd. But enough of that.
It is weird.
Let's stay on the positive stuff. You caught him. You done it.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Got it done.
Well, and you did it the same way you did the day I called you. We were out in the river down here. That's the best part.
Actually... just a little bit different depth of water.
Yeah, a little bit different depth, but the same exact way. And in the same spot that when I fished the championship, it was on the same spot that I was fishing in it. I only got a 7th. I didn't win it, but hey, I had the opportunity. We had some fish on, but tell us. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
No. Yeah, so, in pre-fish, knowing these big winds were coming and just trusting the forecast, which is hard to do sometimes, but this forecast actually held true all week, but knowing that, I limited myself with Corey Springle's help as far as keeping me in the area that would have the most stable water temps, and because he understands all of that out there. And so we just focused on the islands area from Chambers,
Green.
That like south to Hat, up to Sisters Island. And it's a big area, very big area, a lot of water. But with that west wind, we thought that would hold more consistent, and it was true. Except for the side of Chambers I was fishing on day one, I only had 2 spots, and there were small spots there cut into the drop there. And I was fishing them, and on day one I went in there, and I wasn't seeing a lot of fish, but I was seeing enough fish to be able to fish that. The whole time, I never even moved from that spot. Caught
Isn't
my
43 nice?
Pounds and went in early. Yeah, it was perfect. And then we had the blow day, and I was hopeful going out there that area would still hold its water temp. But I get out there to the very first spot, And if you guys watch that live feed before it cut out, you can see I get there and start scanning right away. I get through that first spot, the entire stretch, which isn't that big, and I didn't see any life whatsoever. And then I looked at the water temp. The water temp was like 7 or 8 degrees lower. And that told me right there, okay, these fish are gone. And so I hit the second spot, which is a little bit north of that, nothing. And then I started mentally preparing myself to zero. I literally did. I was like, this is all you got.
Yeah, and especially when there's that much water to cover to try and find those fish again, it is not an easy prospect. And I encourage you guys to check it out. The video's out there. Just look under Tom Wynn, H-U-Y-N-H. Mm-hmm. Championship, and it'll come up in the video. And the cool part for me was watching you come out in the video in the boat in that Vexus. Now you're on a 20 or 22?
22. Yeah, isn't 22. Impressive? Like honestly, like I watched it back and stuff, and just going through those big waves and man.
I know that's the same thing I said when I first got my Vexus, and it was absolutely crazy. It looked comfortable. The ride looked comfortable. The bow stays down in the water, and you don't have that jarring, oh, the boat's out of the water, and it's going to impact. So that's kind of the tough part. Okay, we got a short period of time. Let's wrap it up and give us that final day, the final moment when you come to the stage. What were your thoughts?
I thought he'd won, Isaac. So get up there, and I get to talk first. I get to go back and get my crate, put it up there. And I was convinced he'd beat me, but set that crate up there and slow motion, that scale started ticking up once he hit 38 pounds and it kept moving. It was like unbelievable, you know, and it wasn't even in the thought of my mind, hey, I just repeated 2 years in a row the championship. I was like, I just got this one done, you know, and it was just awesome to know.
Because you won last year.
Yeah. And so it's just awesome to know that, you know, I was still, even though I'm teaching everybody everything and everything like that, that I still am pushing
myself
to learn.
Nice job. So. Well, check it out. Mm-hmm. Check it out also that Tom Wynn, he's got the Forward Facing Sonar Schools. Check that out. We ran out of time, Tom. We'll talk again for sure. Thanks for coming on. And obviously, everybody, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend out there. Enjoy the outdoors. It's going to be beautiful next couple of weeks. Have fun and go catch some fish. Tom, go get them, my friend. Nice job.
Thanks, man.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.